And they were engaged, and all of a sudden she
changed her mind.
Or she did what to him?
She jilted him, or that wouldn't be the word, I don't guess.
And you say if she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
Any joking ways of saying got married?
Got hitched.
Okay.
I heard that, and can't think. I'm sure there's some more ways, but I can't think right now.
And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom, he's called the
best man.
The best man.
Okay.
I guess I'll have to say it.
And the woman that stands up with the bride.
The bridesmaid.
And do you remember a long time ago, if people in the community would get married, other people would come to their house at night and make a lot of noise?
Shiver them.
What would they do?
Well, they'd take cans and buckets and things and make a lot of noise and go around the house singing and hollering and knocking maybe on the wall and just making a lot of noise.
Would it just be in fun?
Yeah, just in fun. It wouldn't be nothing mean done. It was just the noise and the...
One time...
Now, don't tell that. We got to get on with this.
How would you use the words up or down or over talking about location? Like if you'd gone to Houston, you'd say, last week I went...
Down to Houston?
Why would you say down?
Well...
Lord.
Because it would be below where we were.
Mm-hmm. What would you say up about?
We'd say...
Up north.
Yes, we'd say up north.
Uh-huh.
Because it'd be north of us and maybe
up
high.
Above.
Or you went up to where?
Chicago.
Went up to Chicago, I guess he just done got it.
Uh-huh. What about over? Do you use that?
Yeah. Well, generally if you say you went over someplace, you'd go over a hill or a mountain or something.
Uh-huh.
You went over to see a friend.
Uh-huh.
Well, you morning after he lived a hill, you went over a hill to go to him.
And say if there was trouble at a party, you'd say, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested
the whole bunch.
Any other words besides bunch?
Gang.
Arrested. Well, could say they arrested the gang or they arrested every person there.
And when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a...
Dancing.
What different kinds are there?
Well, a square dance and round dance and... I don't know of any other.
And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school...
School is out 4 o'clock.
Or school does what? School?
School turns out at 4.
And after vacation, children would ask, when does school...
When will school start?
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say that she...
She played hooky.
Huh?
She played hooky.
And you go to school to get...
To get an education.
And after kindergarten, you go into the...
First grade.
And after high school, you go into...
College.
And you say, years ago, children sit on benches at school, but now they sit at...
Desk.
And each child has his own...
Own desk. Each child has his own desk.
Say something that you do every day. If I ask you, do you do it often? You'd say, yes, I... What?
Yes, I do it every day.
Okay. And if you were asking me whether he does that sort of thing, you'd ask me.